Hello and welcome to Ride Home Review. I'm Oliver.
And I'm Susan.
And tonight we saw Spencer, produced by Lab Kelpie at the Gardens Theatre.
Yes, and it's touring the country here in Brisbane tonight, again here tomorrow night, before moving to New South Wales. Now, this is a show that is kind of about... Well, it's about family, isn't it?
It is about family and the expectations you place on family and how those expectations play out and don't play out.
Yeah, and it's about things that you aspire to, your dreams. It's very funny. There's a lot of snappy dialogue, a lot of, families saying really hurtful and destructive things to each other. But a huge amount of heart and love as well.
Yes, it is true that there is a lot of heart and love, but it's very real and very Australian.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Quite Victorian, but...
Well, only because our central character has an obsession and is an aspiring
AFL
player, and the family kind of measure success by this young man's prowess on the football field. But look, you don't need to understand football. Substitute any aspect of life, any sport or something else, and it makes absolute sense, because it's not about football, it's about people.
And that's what is so amazing, is the realness of all these people. They're all three-dimensional people.
Yeah, a little bit heightened.
Obviously heightened, but there's still a realness to all of them.
Yeah. Look, I know all of those people in one way or another. In fact, the obsessive compulsiveness of the grandma and, parties and getting all the details and catering. Oh, I think I know someone who would do that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who you're possibly talking about.
No. So, very different from a Prudent Man that we saw last year. By the same writer, but still...
Katie Warner.
You can still feel that observational humour mixed with darkness that flows through the piece, and I find that really nice and interesting.
And there should be more plays like this in Brisbane. We should celebrate... cleverly written place.
I mean, I think we do, but I think that the independent sector still really struggles, and that's a shame, because the main house productions have an awful lot to offer and to bring to us, but there's a lot of other stuff out there too that if you don't go looking for it or get off your bot, you're not going to find. And we like to find it. It's our job. We take it very seriously.
And it's there if you just go looking. And look, we love Queensland Theatre a lot of the time.
Oh, yeah. We are not dissing the main house stuff. Not at all. Do not think that for a minute. But it doesn't need to be either or. And you can see some really, really interesting, different, captivating theatre, often for a fraction of the cost. At other places, if you look around, I guess sometimes it's more hit and miss, but sometimes it's more hit than miss. So, do yourself a favour.
And they're doing it at a micro of the budget, and sometimes what they do is just as good, and occasionally better.
Well, you often miss the shiny sets and the trickery, but a good script with good performers doesn't really need that. I love a shiny set. You know that. I love a shiny prop.
You do love a shiny prop.
But I'm okay. I'm more than okay with a good story, because no amount of shiny sets and shiny props will make it up for a shit script. And I
this
like
is
it
not
it was not that.
So, rating.
Yeah, I think I'm going to give it a distinction.
I think I'm giving it just a high distinction.
I guess the running commentary track from the person sitting
in front of us
did distract me a bit at times. And that's not the performer's fault at all.
No. I t- tried to zone it out as much as possible, but I did want to occasionally punch the woman.
I just wanted to tell her to put a sock in there.
Yeah, that's fair. I probably would have said the same thing.
Now, tomorrow night is Cock. That's not a description of my life. That is the show that we're seeing.
Yes, yes, that's a good thing that you clarified that.
Because you know, people know me well. Oh, yes. Yes, so at Metro Arts, Bit of the Bard, Henry, whatever number on...
Four.
On...
Was it five? Four.
No, I think it's four. It's four. At the Roma Street Amphitheatre at the Twilight Session on Sunday. Too much theatre is never enough. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.